Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of thy Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in thy will and walk in thy ways, to the glory of thy name. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who seest that we have no power of ourselves to help ourselves, keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight, and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He said, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this my title for all generations.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please respond to the psalm by half verse. O God, you are my God, eagerly I seek you.
My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry land where there is no water.
Therefore I have gazed upon you in your holy place,
that I might behold your power and your glory.
For your loving kindness is better than life itself. So will I bless you as long as I live,
and lift up my hands in your name.
My soul is content as with marrow and fatness,
and my mouth praises you with joyful lips.
When I remember you upon my bed,
and meditate on you in the night watches.
For you have been my helper,
and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice.
My soul clings to you. A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, and they were struck down in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not become idolaters as some of them did, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. And do not complain, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us, on whom the end of the ages have come. So if you think you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength, but with the testing he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
At that very time, there were some present who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way that they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I've come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Be seated, please. On several occasions through the years, I've told my therapist, I wish I could just crack my head open and let you see what's there because it's so hard for me to put into words. Adela and I both know a couple of things about that. First, I mean both head and heart when I say that. And second, that's why one goes, well, why I go to therapy in the first place, to work out how to do precisely that, to get from there to here, to here, to here. By truly feeling what I feel and then somehow fashioning that into words. In order to do the inner work I'm committed to doing. Words are not simple things. They take unto themselves, as they have through time, power and meaning. They did so then, they do so now. That is quoted from Letters to Alice on First Reading Jane Austen, a book I've been referring to for almost 30 years now, and never quite accurately. The author is Fay Weldon, writing to her niece. A colleague of mine, fellow English teacher at the Illinois Math and Science Academy, mentioned it to me that long ago. I, without reading the book, jumbled all kinds of details, somehow having gotten the impression that Weldon was writing actual letters to her actual medical student niece in New Zealand. Turns out that she, Fay Weldon, had written a fictional account of letters to a fictional niece while she, the author, was in Australia. Alice, the niece in the book, is herself an aspiring novelist and a college undergraduate. I just felt I had to set the record straight. The important bit for this morning, and just about every Sunday morning for me, is that words are complicated and tricky things. As well as our primary means for revealing our thoughts and emotions. Not by any means the only ones, but the primary ones. Our emotions, beliefs, and feelings, ourselves to others. Whether we're conscious of it or not, and usually not, this tricky business of language is with us in every communication we attempt. And if that is true, how much more true it is as we read texts from 3,000 years ago describing events from a period much earlier than that, which have passed through at least four different languages before reaching us in English. I wish we could somehow crack open the heads and hearts of those biblical writers to receive the truth directly. But in my opinion, even if we had the authors seated before us, it would still be a tricky business. As it is, we rely upon scholars and translators and interpreters to help us ferret out that meaning. And you, poor you, have to endure its passing through one last filter, that being myself. It's no wonder that we pray in today's collect that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves and ask God to guide us. So, we approach this reading from Exodus with open hearts and open minds. Imagine Moses who has taken his sheep beyond the wilderness. What a wonderful phrase that is. Evoking in me at least two associations. One is Moses was a shepherd, perhaps answering in part his own question to God in the burning bush, who am I to talk to Pharaoh and bring my people out of Egypt? God doesn't say it, but might have. Well, you're a shepherd. That's who. You'll just be shepherding people this time. And the second association this time around for me is Moses having gone beyond the wilderness. We read that this morning, 2 weeks after having read of Jesus' temptations within the wilderness. But he too was about to go beyond the wilderness into his 3-year ministry and the beyond the wilderness of the human soul. Next up in today's reading from Exodus is God speaking from the burning bush, establishing his credentials with Moses, a kind of pedigree as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then a kind of resume cast in human sensory words. Words, again, those complicated things we were talking about earlier. God says, I observed the misery, heard their cry, know their sufferings, saw the oppression. So get these people out of here, God tells Moses. And that's when Moses asks the question, who am I? As I said before, God didn't go into any kind of resume or CV of Moses, didn't refer to his being a shepherd. In fact, God pretty much ignores the question and says 5 significant words. I will be with you. A possible interpretation of this seeming inattention to Moses' question is, doesn't matter who you are. What matters is that I will be with you. And then after all this back and forth, after God's careful revelation of the divine self, Moses has one last question. Yes, but who will I say you are? And God tells him, a major example of the complexity, power, and meaning of words. I am. Tell them, I am has sent you. Biblical scholars and linguists have produced an abundance of interpretations of that I am. What I find most compelling in terms of that description of the divine is something like, always have been, am now, and always will be. All of eternity, not bound by time, nor space, nor any other qualifier we can imagine. Tell the Israelites, God tells Moses, that being itself has sent you to lead them. It left the Israelites without an argument, at least for a while. They knew that they had no power of themselves to help themselves out of their untenable situation in life and history. And they put themselves in the hands of someone appointed by the authentic Eternal One. Jesus came on the scene some 2,000, 3,000 years after the episode described in Exodus. He too had penetrated the veil between the eternal divine and the mundane world of misery, suffering, and oppression. But he was not merely an emissary sent by God to the Israelites, but God born into the world as a human being. For all human beings, everywhere, and in every time. We are called to hear and trust and believe God's answer to Moses' first question, a question each of us asks sometime or another, or more likely, time after time. Who am I? Who am I to carry on this life that's so difficult? To try to reach others, to be of some use in this world while tending to my own problems. Who am I? And God's answer to Moses is God's answer to us. I will be with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you'll please stand. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified, has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church in the world. Almighty and living God, who in thy holy word hast taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers which we offer unto thine holy majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of the holy word and live in unity and godly love. Lord, in thy mercy, give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, and Michael, our priest, that they may both in their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. Lord, in thy mercy, and to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. Lord, in thy mercy, we beseech thee also to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, especially Joseph, our president, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Lord, in thy mercy, open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially Justin, Amelia, John, Sarah, Jim, Ann, Jordan, RG, Greg, Karen, Alan, Carol, Janet, Maureen, Jill, David, John, the Degatere family, Martha and family, and the people of Ukraine. And with these thy servants who serve in the military, Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Brian, Jonathan, and Eric, and all in harm's way. Lord, in thy mercy, and with all who travel this week, and be with all who mourn the death of thy loved ones. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed in this life, in their faith and fear, especially Van Gooden, Neil West, Sid Gravis, Betty Jo Lipscomb, and all who have died from the coronavirus, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us service, and to grant us grace, so to follow the good examples of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Lord, in thy mercy, we pray in thanksgiving, especially with all who celebrate their birthdays this week, especially Kristen Pickens and Sissy Walker. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus' sake and our only mediator and advocate.
Amen. I ask you all to stand, please. Those of you at home may remain seated. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with
peace
you.
Peace to all of you. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is
very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil, and to live no longer unto ourselves, but unto him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and singing. All glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made thereby his one oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we thy humble servants do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts, which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make. Having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit, these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that, by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, be all honor and glory unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all feet, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Keep this your family, Lord, with your never-failing mercy, that relying solely on the help of your heavenly grace, they may be upheld by your divine protection through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Flowers. We have a new flower.